Welcome to New Realities. This is Alan Steinfeld, and this program is about the evolution of our mind, body, and spirit. And if you are familiar with this program, you know that energy medicine is really the wave of the future, that we are not just affected by a mechanistic biology, but we are impacted by energies that are around us and in us and through us and permeating all levels of our being in consciousness. And that's why I'm talking tonight to Carol Kepler, who has an amazing technology, amazing health technology, energy technology to uplift the body, the mind, and the spirit. Welcome to the program, Carol.
Thank you. Thank you so very much, Alan. I'm so pleased to be able to be speaking with you.
Well, what you told me about some of what you do is really fantastic, and your understanding of how energy and physiology interact, I think, is very important for people to hear. Do you want to outline the scope of your research and work?
Yes. Let me say that it began very accidentally, and the reason I say that is I was diagnosed with uterine cancer when I was about 45, and I decided not to do what the doctors told me to do. I decided, which was get a hysterectomy, of course, just take it out and everything will be okay. So what I did is my background is education, and I researched juice fasting, and I did 21 days of juice fasting and stopped the hemorrhaging and about 5 months of raw eating. See, food was very important part of this, and got myself well of what they diagnosed as uterine cancer. You can't do that now, unfortunately, because the produce doesn't have the frequencies that you need. And so this is all about energy. And you just said a word. You said mechanistic. Mm-hmm. And that's what Western medicine is about. Cut out a piece, you know, replace it, use medications, cut, burn, and poison. And we needed to find another way, and so this is an amazing alternative. It is energy medicine, used to be called vibrational medicine. It has a newer name, bioenergetics, and even a name newer than that, which a doctor gave to us. He said that we had something that no one else had done before, and he called it hydronoetics, because it's all water-based, and it has the information that we program into the water are the things that clean the cells in the body. So we've been 30 years at this, and it has been quite a journey.
Well, go back to the story of, like, so you did this fasting, you cleaned your body out, and then how did you discover...
Jay Wilder.
Okay, we'll get to him in a second. But how did you... get to the understanding of the vibration and putting it in water from doing that cleansing that you worked with in your body?
That was rather a miracle because one day we got a telephone call from one of our clients and said there was his best friend was sitting at his dining room table writing out his last will and testament. He was a medical journalist, which I didn't know about at that time, that he was. And he was, his whole body had increased in size, including apparently his brain, because it forced apart his bones on his head. And so his brain was actually protruding. He, being a medical journalist, had known a lot of doctors. He went to 40 of them, and no one could figure out what it was. And I said that what I was picking up, that it was poisoning. His body had been poisoned. And all we were doing at that time were herbs and supplements. So we had a chance to try out water formulas on him, and he got well. And since then, we've been on his radio shows, and I've been able to tell a lot of people about that, which we would love to share tonight with your group.
Well, yeah, I would love for you to share some of that, because I think what you've discovered is, I mean, I would say it's miraculous, but it is based on a science, so it's not quite miraculous, because...
That's true. That was a good way of putting it.
Well, let's hear. Maybe we should put Jay through for a second. Hey, Jay, are you there still? You gone? You want to put the caller on? Because I think Jay has some. Jay sort of discovered you, in a sense, for me, for my world.
Yes, so, he did.
Uh-huh. Jay, are you there? Jay Wilder?
I had myself muted out. Yes, I am here.
Okay. Talk about what fascinated you about Carol and her work, okay?
Well, I want to tell a little part of the story that's maybe somewhat embarrassing for me, but I saw her flyer up at Whole Foods, saw it several times. Every time I saw it, I'd read it a little bit, and I'd go, yeah, that sounds great. And then the week of, though, I started finding myself telling myself, no, I'm not going to go to that. I'm not going to go to that. I'm not going to go to that. And I'd kind of finally written it off, and that night I didn't have anything to do, and I said I was going to go to the movie, and I'm driving to the movie, and I get almost to the movie theater, and I go, what am I doing? Of course I'm going to go see this lady that's talking about frequencies and fixing your brain and everything. So I got the de-stress, stress-less product there that night, and the next day I started it. And... I was, you know, everything's relative, and in hindsight, I was very stressed out, although I would have smiled and said, I'm fine, if I'd been asked. And each day, with the stress less, I was putting 5 half droppers in 16 ounces of water and then sipping it throughout the day. And each day, I got more and more and more relaxed. And like the third or fourth day, I don't remember now for sure, but I was just sitting, and I closed my eyes for a minute, and I went in such a deep, restful meditation. It is just, I think part of it was electromagnetic overcharge from our environment, including the sun, which Carol told me about, and I've done a little research. That is that the sun's been pumping out a lot of energy, shall we say.
What about the sun? What's going on with the sun?
The sun has been, I'll let Carol explain it. Carol, you explain it, please.
Since mid-June 2012, we have been bombarded with coronal mass ejections, CMEs, and it was on spacewatch.com, it was on NASA. They were telling about it. The sun changed colors, actually, from the golden glow that is healing, and we used to tell people, don't wear sunglasses. You know, let the sun go into your eyes, not to look at the sun, but the sunshine, because it's healing for the body. You need that. We learned that the sun had turned to a blue-white light, and I noticed it that day. It was June 16th, and it was blasting us with this electromagnetic radiation. And people didn't know it, and they started getting strange things happening to them. And one of the things was what Jay was just talking about, was that the brain's auric shield, the brain has an aura like the body does, and the brain's auric shield has been damaged by the electromagnetic radiation of the sun. And so people have depression. They have voices. They hear voices because the brain should have this shield on it and not let this get through. They call it interfering spirits. It keeps them awake at night. So... people, psychiatrists are having a ball. They're making a lot of money now.
Is that ongoing, this solar kind of impact on our brains? Yes.
It's because of its EMRs, electromagnetic radiation. Think Chernobyl. Think Chernobyl. It's been that bad.
How can we protect ourselves from that?
Actually, a couple of ways. We have a piece of jewelry called, it's sterling silver, it's called therapeutic jewelry, and it hangs at the heart chakra. It is a medallion, hangs at the heart chakra in the middle of your chest, and deflects electric. And we have people calling in for that all the time. The only thing that they don't know is it doesn't take the electric out of your body. It just keeps you from getting any more of that. And so that's what Jay was noticing. He was getting a voices in his head telling him, random thoughts they call it, telling him, don't go to the movies. I mean, go to the movies. Don't go hear this lady talking. And he thought it was his own thoughts. And this is happening to people all the time, and they are using over-the-counter antidepressants.
But there must be a natural way. I know you have that necklace, but there must be natural ways that nature provides just on its own to protect us from that kind of solar radiation, isn't there?
Okay. If you have dark skin and dark hair, you are protected. Amazing. Light skin, light hair, light skin and light eyes will let the EMRs in, will let them through. You're right. It's even affecting animals. Animals with light eyes get a disease, I think it's called PANIS, and they could go blind. And so it was really hard for 3 years. It stopped March 1st of this year.
Oh, it stopped. You mean the sun went back to its other
yes.
vibration? Oh, I see.
I see. And so the damage has been done. And we had people calling in who had a problem with their eyes. Their ophthalmologist was saying they had burned retinas, and they wanted to know if we could help them. We have water formulas, and they do work on electromagnetic radiation to neutralize it. But I didn't know much about that, so I called the Southwest Center for Vision and talked to a doctor there, and he said, oh, yeah. He said, the sun can do that now. He said, here are the symptoms. Your eyes get red, dry, and achy. He said, eventually they get watery, and you are legally blind because you cannot read the vision test for your driver's test. So this has been a serious problem for 3 years now, and it hasn't gone away. We still have the remnants of it in our body, and we're treating symptoms. Doctors are treating the symptoms, and people with natural medicine are too.
I appreciate that, because I'm sure you've helped a lot of people, but I'm interested in how you actually make the formulas, how you encode the frequencies, the healing frequencies into the water. Can you talk about that level of research?
Yes. You are science-oriented, I can tell. We hired a chemist who had a special machine, $25,000 machine. It was developed in Russia, and then the Japanese and Germans picked it up, and they produced the machines. And he had one. When he sold his business, he had been making formulas for us. When he sold his business, nobody wanted this machine. They didn't know what to do with it. And so we purchased it.
I just wanted to get back up a little bit before you get to the machine. Like your process of even developing frequency for remedies, how did that whole thing come about? I mean, you had this illness, you cured it yourself with fasting, but then how did it actually get to the understanding that you were going to put frequencies in water and help people that way? How did that come about?
Thank you for bringing me back to that. I did get off track. The man who was dying because his brain was poking through the top of his head. He happened to know a scientist on the East Coast who could take all of the herbs, because I was an herbalist. He could take all of the herbs and program them into water. So that was new. There were two companies doing it at the time. They were charging big bucks to do it, and this chemist that he knew was able to do it for us much more reasonably. So it is a special device that programs the water or imprints the signature of the herbs and other naturals into the water. And it's very special water that has small clusters. You've heard of structured water. Structured water has the clusters are hex-shaped, and they fit through the pores of your cells. better than any other kind of water. So we had to find the special water. The machine did the imprinting, and we had a product that people were, they thought it was crazy. Actually, they came in with a local television station one day into our shop and did pictures undercover and said, how do you dare sell water for $40 a bottle? And my son was behind the counter, and he said, because it works. People get well. And here's the thing. Western medicine has been dealing with us on a cut, burn, and poison level. And what this does is just by drinking a quart of water that is specially programmed with over 90,000 herbs and other naturals, your body is self-diagnosing. Every time you take a drink of your quart of water with the frequencies in, your body, through the protein mucous membrane lining of your mouth and esophagus, reads only the frequencies you need. The others remain unread. So in other words, your body knows what it needs, and it just chooses that.
So you have a machine that sends the frequencies of different herbs and formulas into the water, 90,000, and then
programmed.
Do you sell people the water, or how do you get it to your customers?
It is packaged in 2 ounce and 4 ounce bottles, and so we basically have just two products. One is 35 singles, and those were developed first. So some people they call it a pill for every ill. We have a formula for every ill, and all you have to do is add the frequencies to your quart of water and drink it all day long. So there's one for stress, and that's the one that Jay was just talking about that drained his stressful energy off and left him what he normally should feel like. There's one for eyes. There's one for animals. We have one for animals, one for plants. There's 35 of them. One called Healing the Male Warrior. One feminine aspect.
What's Healing the Male Warrior? That sounds like a
Actually, that was a really fun one. I had a psychic tell me once, she was a client of ours, and she said, you're going to have a formula named Healing the Male Warrior. And I said, and I know exactly what's supposed to go in it. It came to me instantly.
What is supposed to go in it?
Well, the first things that went into it were, we used herbs before we used anything else. The frequencies of herbs were programmed in, transferred into the water. Not the herbs, but just the frequencies of them. And there's a song that is called, you know it probably better than I, Rosemary, Sage Rosemary.
And something. And Thyme. Yes.
And Thyme.
Simon and Garfunkel from
That's
from
right.
That,
and
movie,
that. Those
graduate,
are the first.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Those are
parsley,
the first
sage, rosemary, and thyme. Yes, parsley.
That's it. With parsley, I forgot. So those were the first frequencies that we transferred into the Healing the Male Warrior. Now there are over 1,000 frequencies in that formula. And what's neat is there are formulas that are open, and when people call us and they have a problem, no matter what it is, if we don't have a formula for it, we can put it in one of the formulas. We can add it. We have formulas that are open. We can keep on adding it. So there isn't probably yet another company on the planet that will add a frequency for you into your water, into the water formulas when you need it. So we can do that.
So you send people like a 2 ounce thing of water, cup of water, that then they add to their regular water that they drink throughout the day, and that because we are water, our bodies, that changes.
You're right.
The water in our body.
Yes, we actually, I like that. We actually are born with structured water in our bodies, the newborn baby, and that water makes the baby's skin gorgeous and makes them grow perfectly, and we lose it as we get older. I've watched a table full of people at a restaurant, And I was interested with the family. They had from elders, the grandparents were there, the parents, and children, middle age, and also a baby in a high chair. And I was just learning about that, so I was checking intuitively. I was checking their structured water, and the youngest child had the best structured water, the cleanest. And as the people got older, it got dirty.
How do you check that, Carol?
Glad you asked that. I'm an energy intuitive, and I didn't know that. I was listening to a CD that someone brought into our center, and it was by Carolyn Mace. You've probably heard of her, Dr. Carolyn Mace.
I actually have interviewed her, yes.
Yes, and she was saying in the first few minutes of the CD, she was talking about being a medical intuitive, and I thought, oh my gosh, if she's a medical intuitive, then I don't do anything medical, so I must be an energy intuitive. And so we have a whole new classification in the health field now, and it is, besides medical intuitives, we have energy intuitives. And I was doing a little bit of work for you when we talked before, because I can pick up other things besides the energy of an organ that doesn't work. Like people say their adrenals are shot, or they have a spot on their liver and they're worried about it, or they have a pain under their right rib. And I can pinpoint that and give it give you a reading on it, which is a number, a frequency number. And that tells me how healthy it is or how unhealthy it is.
Well, how do you get that number? It just comes to you?
Actually, I teach it. I teach doctors and regular people, or mostly people who have practices themselves and they want to use the formulas with their patients, and it's teachable. But here's what I discovered when I first started teaching it. I was teaching it to just about anybody, and I found out they were having a really hard time being intuitive. I'm picking up that you're 99% intuitive. So,
what about the other 1%? I was picking up that.
Yes. You can, and how do you get that? Most people aren't 99%. They might be 90. We get a very special class of people coming in. We deal with sensitives, and you are a sensitive. You have a sensitive constitution.
I'm a sensitive, actually. No,
yes, you are. Yes, and only 10% of the planet are sensitive, and the other 90%. And probably most of the people who listen to your programs are sensitive, I would bet, probably 90% of them. But 90% of the people on the planet are what I call earthers. They have strong constitutions. They don't understand what you're talking about and the kind of people that you get on. The people that are drawn to you are people who have sensitive constitutions. On our homepage, on our website, I just recently put the difference between the two. In one column, I have sensitive constitution. You're highly sensitive to odors, foods, electric, and a lot more. You are proactive. You search for more natural, less harmful solutions to your health issues. If you are a strong constitution, you're seldom ill, and you tend to ignore symptoms and until you're forced to deal with your health issues. See the difference between the two?
Right, and but I think sensitives also, you look for alternatives. They're not in old forms of medicine, because that actually makes people, in some cases, of course, it helps people. You have to admit that. But many cases, it doesn't and actually makes things worse. So I think we're coming into a balance of that. I think more people are becoming sensitive. But can you go back to the part where you're talking about how you teach people
how to do this?
Yes, because I want to learn. Can you teach me right now?
Okay. You are sensitive. We are born, not sensitive, you are. We are born intuitive. It's our birthright. I'm a writer, so I've written about that, and that's online also. But we lose it. And my background is education, so I know what teachers do. They think there's one right answer to everything. And when they get these little indigo children in their classrooms now, and they're so bright, sometimes brighter than the teachers, these indigos are having a hard time because they get that there are other answers. It isn't just always the book answer. And so we have, and I lost my track again.
No, to teach. I asked you about teaching us right now energy
teaching
sensitivity.
How you could be. Okay.
Yes.
So you were born 100% intuitive.
Okay.
And animals are. They know how to build a nest. They know how to fly south in the winter. I mean, they have this this feeling for life. And we've lost it. Parents do it to children also. And so what we do is first we get them clean. When we cleanse the body at the cellular level, and you have 75 trillion cells that need to be cleansed, we start with one formula, and this is what sensitives do. They don't use all those 35 formulas. They use a system, and it has 8 formulas in it, step 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, and 8. They cleanse, and it's like peeling an onion. One layer at a time comes off until we get to the root cause of what's causing your health issue. And so this is different, being a system to cleanse the body as opposed to getting an herb or a water formula for your vision, having another one for your skin, having another one for your adrenal stress, all of those things. This is so much easier. You start with step 1. You drink droppers of it in your quart of water all day over a period of 7 days. Then you work on step 2 all the way through step 8. And it cleanses the body at 4 levels. It cleanses that the subatomic level, then the atomic level, then the molecular level. And that's what our Western medicine is now. It's molecular, biomolecular medicine. Mm-hmm. So they don't really go to the deep levels that we need to go to get cleansed. And then the cellular level is the upper level, like your skin. And allows the body to repair. And then anything that's beyond repair, something you've had for a long time, it's chronic, it keeps on coming back, you think you've gotten rid of it, now it's back again, that needs to work with your stem cells. Your stem cells then go to work and they regenerate. Even cells that are dead can be regenerated. So we have to go through those same regeneration at the subatomic, atomic, molecular, and cellular levels too. And that, when you get to that place, your cells are so healthy, so cleansed, that they can start to talk to each other. And when they can communicate, they can get your body well, and that's the problem with mutation, which is cancer. We don't deal with cancer. We can deal with mutated cells. And once you get the body cleansed, the cells can talk to each other, and they can do what they were designed to do if they are given enough water. And we were just talking about that. Your body is, what, 95% water, 85 to 95% water. Your brain has the most water in it of all. Your bones, though, are 22% water. That's why when people get older and they're not drinking water anymore, their bones get brittle and they break so easily. Your bones should be flexible. And so this is how the cleansing happens. And it's a simple process. It sounds complicated. But if you can drink a quart of water a day and think positive, yes, and eat as close to nature as you possibly can, you can get any illness turned around in 9 weeks, no matter what it is.
In 9 weeks, taking your formulas and drinking water and eating right and getting...
And thinking right.
Any illness. So do you have like a center that people can go to or protocols that you... I guess, outline, but are there retreat centers where you can really focus on this?
Actually, that's a dream. That's one of my visions, just what you just said. It is a community where we can live, like-minded people, probably mostly sensitive, and where there will be a hospital, except it won't be a hospital. It will be a wellness center. And we can take in elders. In fact, we're just starting that project right now. I call it the cocoon project, because these formulas, once you get the cells cleansed, are de-aging. They're de-aging. I'm 82. My husband's 86. And we still work a 70-hour week. And I call it youthing. It really is. And we can do this cocoon project for elders, and then they can take people around the community. They can work in the restaurant. A Govinda's East Indian restaurant have already said that they'd like to be a part of it. A raw food, a chef, I already have one of those too. A College of Subtle Energy Medicine. Dr. Richard Gerber was the one who mentored me through his books on vibrational medicine. My book, my original book of his, is Falling Apart, because it is such an amazing story. He had the same dream as I have, and he decided, I guess, to work on it from the other side because he left. And he didn't have to, but his wife is going to come, and she's going to dedicate the college. We've already arranged that. And that's all in as our vision of what the future will be for energy medicine. We'll be able to teach it.
Yeah, Richard Gerber's Vibrational, that was a breakthrough book. I mean, and he was
huge.
He was a doctor too, which made it even more impressive.
He was MD, and you know, he was so healthy that all he needed was one formula out of this kit with 9 cleansing formulas. He was so good. And so
what happened?
His wife, I know his wife really well, she said he got cancer. And he thought he had cancer, and he just decided to go. And you can do that. Indians used to do that. Eskimos did it too. All you have to do is make the decision to go, and you can go. You can leave.
Right.
That's
I think
how powerful the mind is.
Of course, and I think most people do that anyway. But you know, but here we are, and we're here to live in a whole new reality. That's why I call my program New Reality.
Yes.
Because this new medicine, this new mindset is opening up possibilities that we have not even considered before, and everything's very exciting.
It is, and you're so wonderful to be able to get all of these people on so that your audience can listen and learn.
Right, so let's go back to that question I asked before about teaching us how to be an energy reader. How would you do that? Because I'm just interested in that, and then we'll go back to the other stuff.
Okay, since you're already 99% intuitive, right?
Yes. Right, I knew that.
You know things. You know things that you don't know. You're a sensitive. You're also you're also a master. Masters didn't have to come back. They came back to help heal the planet. Now they are here. We're all here on assignment. They are here because they volunteered in, so thank you for volunteering, Alan.
Sure. It's been fun. It's been a lot of
it's fun. It's been fun.
Yes, of course.
And so, since you're 99% intuitive, I'm in my blog that I write and we send out, it's online. What we do first is tell people that yes and no are so easy. They're so easy to pick up. So you're looking at 9 different kinds of apples at the supermarket, and you don't know which one to get. So what you do is you start with the first set of apples, red, delicious apples, say, and you just look at it, and you get a yes or a no. Now, you either can get it in your head or your gut. I get it in my head, okay? And so I get a yes or a no. And so I can look at those apples and I can go, no, 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 in my head, no. And then I get to one and I can't say no. And that's a yes. And let me tell you, there are only 2 kinds of apples now that I see that have any frequencies at all. One of them is the Honeycrisp, which is like $3 a pound out here in Phoenix. So I don't buy those. But Gala apples, G-A-L-A. Gala apples, and when I tell people that, they have high frequencies, so I don't eat anything that isn't a positive 10. If you're just doing a plus and minus 10, numbers are very easy to get. So
you don't put anything in your body that's not a 10. You don't eat candy, which is very low frequencies, or eating lots of
it would be a negative 10 would be toxic. Anything on the negative side is really poisonous.
And you just get the readings in your mind, basically.
Yes.
It just comes to you.
It, Uh-huh. It just forms in your mind, and you can do that. So yeses and nos are where you begin. And then when you are comfortable with that, then you can go to numbers. Numbers are so easy to pick up. As soon as you know you can do it, you can. Now that you know, you will be able to do this.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, that's a good little lesson. Yes. Thank you for that. No, but
okay.
Getting back to your company and your business, well, actually, I want to ask if anybody else wants to call. Jay, are you still on the line there? Or did we lose Jay? No, but I want to know if you start taking your formulas, do you reach a place where you don't need them? Because we're living in this kind of, intense planet right now. Or do we always need to take
yes.
them?
No. Actually, it takes 9 weeks to get through the program. There's one formula for each week, and then 8 weeks, and then we put in a special formula called Memories, because so many people are having trouble with that, and we need to talk about Alzheimer's and dementia. Don't let me forget that one. But there are the 9 formulas, and then there's 2.5 months of maintenance. And I'd like to say to people, do you do preventive maintenance on your car? And you know what? Almost everyone will say yes. But when it comes to their body and they are feeling great, they think they don't need to do maintenance anymore. But they, in order to live in this toxic world and stay healthy, you need to do your preventive maintenance, which is just a little half dropper of the 3 formulas. Regeneration Daily has all your vitamins, minerals, amino acids, phytonutrients, enzymes. You never, ever have to take another vitamin or mineral. I haven't taken any in 17 years.
And that's water again, the regeneration
formula.
Like
just a half a dropper every day. That's all you need. You can give it to a baby. You can give it to a baby. It's just pure water with frequencies in it.
Well, it's a half a dropper in a glass of water or in a gallon of water?
No, a quart of water.
A quart of water.
And then you drink half in the morning and half at dinner time.
You drink half a quart in the morning?
Quart in the morning, when you get
that's
up.
A lot of water.
And before you go to work. Sweetie, it's only 2 cups.
Oh, half
it's
a quart
only
2 cups?
Yeah, 2 cups,
Well,
you're getting ready and going to work. Then you can do the rest when you get home.
Wait,
just leave it on the counter, or else you can. I take mine to work. I drink half on the way to work and half on the way home. And then you can drink other water in between because water is so important.
What's the name of your website again?
It is AltWaters, AltWaters. TechTech.com, AltWatersTech.com.
This is the company you started with your husband, right?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And you started,
We've had it 30 years. If I ever thought it was going to take this long, I probably never would have started. Isn't that the way it is?
Take this long to do what?
To get these formulas together.
Oh.
Took us 30 years of research and development. And a teacher learns from their students. So when I talk to you, I learn things from you and from your health issues and what you need. And whatever you need that's different than anyone else, we just put it back in the formulas, and we never have taken it out. That's why we have over 90,000 frequencies for your body to experience. But it's a work in progress. We have scans. I do energy scans. In fact, I would like to offer an energy scan to our people, to your people, and give them some information about themselves. One of the things
I am here, by the way, is whether they're
sensitive.
Oh, wait, I got a call. What's that? Back there,
no,
Jay?
I'm just saying, this is Jay. I am here. I had myself muted before, so.
Oh,
but yeah,
okay.
I like to do some scans over the phone here.
Okay,
that sounds
great. You want to give people who are listening to this program a free energy scan? Is that what you're saying, Carol?
Yes. I call it a quick scan, and we generally do it for people for just $25, and it will give them information about their health on a scale, because most of the people you have are going to need frequencies much more subtle than the average person.
The average person only needs
to go to 110 subtle energy units. Sensitives like us and Jay, you and Jay and myself, and your people need to go to 360, which a researcher, a scientist up in Sedona told me. He said, that's where we need to go because that's the circle of life. Life doesn't have a beginning or end. It's a circle. It goes round and round, and it's 360 degrees.
So,
what's really interesting is, let me just say this, that yes. animals go there also to get well. They need 360-degree subtle energy units, and so do plants.
What do you mean by 360-degree subtle energy, though? What does that mean?
It's a circle 360 degrees, 360.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, but
he called it the circle of life, Dr. Serlinski up in Sedona, a researcher, and so we use that as the top of the scale. We call it radical wellness. And someone
but
just told me there's a book.
But how do you measure that? How do you find that? How do you get that?
Remember I told you that numbers are really easy to get?
Yeah.
So
oh.
when we train our people, I can ask them any of these questions, and I'll say, what are you getting? And they will give me the number. And
oh.
Plus and minus 10 are the easiest. They're the ones you want to start with. Anything on the negative side, you don't want that in your body. And if it's a 1, that isn't high enough energy for you. We want only food to go in our body that are at least a 10. And let me tell you, if you can grow your own garden, the food that comes out of your garden, and we had Swiss chard last year, more than we knew what to do with, it was what I call triple infinity. You know what an infinity sign looks like? It's like
yes.
an 8 turned on its side. This one has another loop in it, and this Swiss chard was like nothing you can even imagine. You can't find that on the shelves in stores. And let me just take a moment to say, if you think you're getting it by buying expensive organic foods, forget it. Because
well,
what
it's
they
better
have
than
done,
non-organic foods, isn't it?
No, it isn't. And
it
we
does?
Have a picture of 2 tomatoes, that an experiment I did for our blog. I think it was about 2 weeks ago. No, it was 4 weeks ago. And I had the tomatoes after they had been sitting, a non-organic one, a natural-grown tomato, and then an organic one, sitting on 2 plates. And I took the pictures, and they had just started in 3 days. The natural one was breaking down. It had split. The juice was coming out of it, and it's all over the plate. You can see it. Now that is, it's gooey. And the other one, it never leaked. It never had any juice coming out of it.
The organic
it
one, you think?
Shrink. Yep, it shrank. The
well,
tomato shrank
many
to the
levels,
size.
Though. There's many, many levels of organic and natural. I mean, there's like, there's so much. There's pesticides and there's greenhouse and there's, you know, out in the wild that may not be certified organic. So I don't know if we can just make statements like organic is better or non-organic. I mean, I don't know. I have to try it with each food. I'd say the thing you
okay.
grew in your garden was pretty organic.
Then what you do is you go into an organic market, and in Phoenix we have so many organic markets, and you look at the vegetables or the fruit. And we have a new store. It just opened, and so a couple of us went in, and it's called Smart and Final. And they have beautiful vegetables in there and fruit, beautiful displays. And we went through, and there was not one of those fruit or vegetables that had any frequency, zero, zero. So all you're getting is calories. You're getting no nutrition.
What happened to the nutrition? Because of the soil is depleted? Is that what's going on?
No. They use the best soil. They do everything right, except at the end, they irradiate it. It's like putting it in your microwave.
They irradiate organic food?
Uh-huh. And let me tell you why they do that. And the people love it. They say they do it to kill the bacteria on it, and it kills the fungus and
the
fungus.
Life force, of course, it kills, right?
And the life force. No, it doesn't take it out. What it does, it scrambles it. So the reading, your body can't understand the frequencies anymore because they're all scrambled. And you're
really?
Paying
that's
big bucks.
Awful. Do you notice? Didn't do that? But anyway, I didn't know they did that to organic food, though.
Oh, yeah. In fact, there's a website, and they have, and I can't remember the name of it, but it's under organics, and there's a whole group that's trying to tell people about that, and people aren't listening. But just
did
think,
tell me.
If they have organic foods, and they are very costly, because to be certified is very costly, and farmers are giving up on it. They're just calling their food naturally grown,
mm-hmm.
and it is wonderful. Your local farmers are doing that,
yes.
as long as they don't
yes.
have hybrid
seeds,
right?
Yeah.
Okay, but here's the difference. The food that is on the shelves lasts a long time. So this tomato was 2 weeks and still looked great. Now it's about the size of a large marble, and it's just dried up to nothing. But I had another one years ago. I did a different a variety. I did a Roma tomato before, and the Roma in 5 months was still sitting there, and it was gorgeous. It was didn't have a wrinkle on it, and I thought the other one was gone. It was shot because it had molded. But this one wouldn't even digest in your body. If it won't break down on the plate, it's certainly not going to digest in your body either. But what I did is I opened up the organic Roma tomato. I cut it in half, and inside was fascinating. It was orange goo, and I could see the seeds in the orange goo. That was inside the tomato. So different tomatoes will do it differently, but it's a great experiment. You can do it for yourself.
But thank you for that. I think that's a really valuable piece. But let's go back to the alt water and talk about some of the miracles that you've seen with this technology you've developed, like, you know, people really seriously ill and coming and you know, you're helping them. Tell me about some of those people.
Let me tell you about a dog first, because animals are so easy to work with, no matter if it's a snake or a rabbit or a horse or a giraffe or an elephant, doesn't make any difference. In 7 days, you can turn around the health of an animal. And here's the story, a woman, we're going to put it in a magazine, a Dog's World, I think it is, magazine. She had a picture of her little chihuahua with a collar on and its leg bandaged. She said it, she did a page and a half typed. It's a beautiful, heartrending story. She said a picture fell off the wall and hit the dog's foot and chopped the toes so they were hanging off and went right, cut right through the pad of the foot. And she rushed the dog to her vet, and the vet knew that she wasn't very rich, and this dog is her baby. She doesn't have any children. And so he took the dog in, and she heard the dog screaming. And when he came out, he said, I stapled the toes back on. And she said, but my dog was crying. And he said, well, I was trying to save you money. So he didn't give the dog any anesthesia. He wrapped up the paw and told her not to do anything except change the bandage every day. She said it was sticky and hard. So she took the dog to another vet. The vet opened up the bandage and said, oh, my God, this paw is so infected. It's gone right up the dog's leg, and we're going to have to amputate. So she was terrified, talked to her friend at work and told her what was happening. And Sally said, would you be interested in trying something else? And she said yes. So she got one bottle of Well-Pet, 7 days, 5 half-droppers twice a day in the dog's mouth. It's water. In fact, my animals, we have 3 cats and a dog, and my animals, I put the dropper near their mouth, and they stick their tongue out, and they lap it off the end of the dropper. It's water, so it's easy to give them. In 3 days, she said the dog was stopping whining and crying. She said, by the end of 7 days, the dog was, they had the bandage off. She said, you could not even see the cut. She said, it was so totally healed. It was, she couldn't believe it. And she said, not only that, the dog who had been laying around, it was an older chihuahua, she said, it's like a puppy again. So we've had another dog that had an amputated leg. They already took the leg off with a bigger dog. And they, his name was Buck, and they sent us pictures of it. And the dog, they said the cancer was spreading, and they were going to have to put the dog down. And they called us, and we sent the formula, 7 days, and no more cancer. Buck had no more cancer. So the stories are pretty miraculous when an animal can do it in 7 days. How come it takes 9 weeks for an adult and or for a person? And it's because we have more and more layers. We have layers of unforgiveness and core beliefs, negative core beliefs, and thinking, negative yeah. thoughts that just run through our heads. And when that happens to you and you're healthy, it can it triggers cytokines, which are very acidic, battery acids, like battery acid into your system. If you can't get your system back to alkaline, you can't get well.
Don't you think that's what makes people ill to begin with, is their attitude?
Oh, that can work, you betcha. Mm-hmm. And it can keep you sick. Fear, dread, and terror is from many churches, many religions, keep their parishioners in line with fear, dread, and terror. We have put that in the formulas to neutralize it because that's triggering acid into the system.
Wait, do you counterbalance? You counteract fear, dread, and terror in the frequencies of your formulas?
You betcha. You betcha.
Really? That's amazing. Okay. What were you going to say?
There's nothing that can't be put in a formula. In fact, we just added divine intervention because we have a special broadcast that we can send to people for divine intervention when they're in trouble. No, they're having problems, and we can send divine intervention to them. We just decided that we could put it in our formulas. Why not? So when you're finished with your formulas and you're taking your maintenance program, every time you take your half dropper of Vitality Plus, which is one of the three formulas that does future stuff, it does the worst toxins, it does the worst electric, does the worst emotions. That formula is amazing. We put in divine intervention. So every time you take it, you will have the frequencies of the divine intervention in your life.
That's amazing.
How fun is that?
That's great. You said you were going to give anyone listening to the program, you would give what kind of service to?
I would like to do an energy scan for them, and it will be just $25.
But
and
how do they do that? They would call me
and say, I heard you on Alan.
New Realities, yes.
New Realities, and we'll give them I'll do a scan for them and email it to them. They'll take the information, your email information, and I'll email it to them.
Well, what
and
number
so
do
it will
people,
tell,
yeah.
they call, oh, that's a good question. It's 602. 996-9753. Let me do it again. 602-996-9753.
But that's only open at certain hours. You're not open all day long. You're not open now, right?
Yeah, it's 8 o'clock here, almost 8. Okay. We're open from 8 in the morning until 5 at night, Monday through Thursday. And on the East Coast, you are 3 hours different. So you started at 10, and it was 7 here.
Yeah.
But you can call about noon any day, and you'll get us in the middle of the day.
Carol, you sound amazing. Your energy level is very high. You just keep going. You take your own formulas, don't you?
Oh, yes, for 30 years, sweetie. 30 years. You betcha. And it as I said, it can turn around any kind of disease. Let me just, I wanted to tell you before we got off, we had a man in Canada whose wife had been on the formulas, and one day she called long after she had been on the formulas, the kit, the 9-week system, and said that her husband had just been diagnosed with Alzheimer's stage 4 by the Canadian Alzheimer's Society. You will love this story. And she said, please send the system up for her husband. So we did that. And what she did is she decided to journal. So she has journaled 3 years of watching him go from stage 4 Alzheimer's, which is extremely serious, to now he has And by the way, he's checked every 6 months by the Canadian Alzheimer's Society, and they say that they can't believe that anybody could get well from this. But let me tell you what he does now. He's 67, so he's retired, and he did this since he was 64. He's still on the maintenance program. He has a business. He's an entrepreneur now.
He doesn't have Alzheimer's anymore. He's healed himself.
No, sir. He has started his own business in Canada. He, in his garage, repairs boats, refurbishes boats and canoes. He climbs ladders. He uses power drills and power saws up there. The canoes are hung from the ceiling, really high. He reads technical books and explains them to his wife. He has just built a clipper ship. It's huge, with all the sails. That is so gorgeous. He sent a picture of that. He also had his driver's test. They take their driver's test every 4 years. In last past June, he took his driver's test. They made him drive for 1 hour because they could not believe a stage 4 Alzheimer's person could drive. He is amazing.
Do you recommend this for anyone then with Alzheimer's? Is this like the answer?
Anyone who wants to cleanse the cells of their body to the place where their cells can talk to each other and they can self-repair. And if they can drink a quart of water a day and eat as close to nature as possible and think positive, anybody can do this.
Anyone can heal from anything you're saying with this. Protocol.
Let me tell you that I have had three teeth heal. I have had three teeth. One filling
teeth?
Fell out small. A teeth.
Uh-huh.
Filling
teeth.
Fell out. And others that had two little pockets, dark pockets on the edge of the tooth. And I was just doing the formulas, and they all filled in.
You mean the enamel
that
regenerated
dentine,
your teeth? I've heard of that. That's amazing.
Well, if we get two sets of teeth and they have a nerve, they have a blood supply, why couldn't they grow again or repair themselves?
I've heard of that. Yes, I mean, yes, I think you're absolutely right. I mean, the enamel could grow back that's why I think when people tend to fill in cavities with metal, they're stopping the natural part of the body.
You're right.
Regenerative process.
Exactly. And so it wasn't until that filling fell out that the tooth filled in. You're right.
That's incredible.
I never thought about that.
Wow, you're doing amazing stuff. So to wrap up here, it's called Alt Water, ALTWATER.com. Is that the website?
No. We're going to put an S on it. Alt Waters. It's plural. Alt is alternative waters, but alt is also a German word for old. And we were told that these were from Atlantis, and we just pulled them through.
These formulas
so they
were
are,
from Atlantis.
They were at Atlantis. That's what we were told.
Mm-hmm.
How fun is that?
That is really, really fun. Hey, Jay, do you have any final words to say before we wrap up here at the top of the hour?
Am I here? Can you hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you.
There we go. Can you hear me now? No. Yeah, I encourage people to call Carol's office, or they could also email, and Carol will take them through that scan process. It's very
interesting. I want to just know, how did you find Carol, Jay?
Well, she came up to Sedona and gave a public talk.
He was going to a movie and decided to come and see me instead.
Remember that story I told in the beginning?
How did you find her? Whole
Foods.
At Whole Foods.
Yeah, the flyer.
There was a flyer there, but I was speaking in Sedona. And we didn't have a chance to say this, but we work with the brain and the brain circuitry. It can repair TBI, post-traumatic stress disorder, depression, ADHD, Parkinson's. All of these things are from the brain circuitry being messed up. The formulas clean up there also.
Wow. This is,
wow.
if it's true, and it sounds like
it's
it
true.
Probably is, then this is like a breakthrough in medicine, isn't it?
Absolutely. It is a breakthrough. Medicine can't keep on going the way it is because cut, burn, and poison really doesn't work very well.
Oh, it hasn't for a long time. Carol, any final words? Because I think you're really onto something here.
Uh-huh. And I would love to hear from any of your people because no matter what is going on in the body, as an intuitive, I can find out what it is and we can help them.
All right, Give your number people don't listen to maybe just now, but there's the archives and, you know, online, so that you might get called for the next, whatever, couple of months, years.
Okay.
Yeah.
The number is 602-996-9753.
And what should they ask for?
Just ask for me. Just ask for Carol. Say that you're calling from the your new realities program, from Alan's program, and I would love to do a scan for them.
Okay. And then you tell them what form is that after you do the scan, right?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Right. Carol
and email
Kepler.
It back to them.
It's Carol Kepler with two P's, right?
Right.
Carol, and it's altwaters.com.
Right.
No, Altwaters Tech. AltwatersTech.com.
Tech. T-E-C-K, right?
Yeah, A-L-T-E-C-H.
T-C-A. All right.
Yeah, I'm going to spell it from the beginning.
AltwatersTech.com.
You got it. Bless your heart. Thank you so very much.
Bless you,
Carol.
Of course, for helping so many people and continuing to do that and being a gift to the planet, sounds like.
Thank you, and we are all here for that reason, are we not?
I think we are. Thank you. I think so, and you're doing a great job.
Thank you so much, Alan. Bless you.
Okay, we'll be in touch. And, Jay, I'll be in touch with you. Thanks for connecting me with Carol. And I can't wait to try my remedies as they're coming in the mail.
Yes, it should be there tomorrow.
Because they're good for, even if you're in great shape, I think they can always help to, you know.
Oh, our athletes love them. The athletes love them. People who are Olympic champions only are at a plus 30, and we can go to 360. They don't
That's
know.
Amazing.
I wish we could work with the Olympics. Or horse races or whatever. Anything could be better.
Thank you, Carol.
You're welcome.
Great talking to you. I'll let you know when this is archived. This is Alan Steinfeld for New Realities, and thanks, everybody, for listening. If you have any questions, you can email me at newrealities@earthlink.net. You can check my website, newrealities.com. And good night. Thanks.